reply to the questions on minorities and education in minority languages. It's important to underscore that in Turkmenistan's educational establishments, there are more than 70,000 children who represent different ethnicities. 98% of them are Turkmen. Then you've got Uzbeks, that's 1.8%, Russian, and other minorities. Education is carried out in the state language, but when there is a desire to study a subject in one's native language, the student can receive tuition abroad. In our education system, there are more than 2,000 children, 200,000 rather, most of whom are Turkmen, then Russian and Uzbek. There are foreign language lessons in 11 languages, including Russian and English, and these are taught in most schools around the country. The system of education takes into account ethnic and gender diversity and supports an inclusive and multicultural form of education. If students or pupils in Turkmenistan wish to study subjects in a different language, they have the opportunity to leave the country and study in their mother tongue and in accordance with their native traditions. The development of digital education is one of the priorities and strategic thrusts of our state policy. This is reflected through the concept on the development of digital education for 2017-2025, which was adopted by presidential decree. This concept foresees strengthening the legislative basis and creating a system of electronic education, developing building capacities among staff and skills for digital education. In the context of the implementation of this concept or strategy, we have taken major steps which are included in the new Act on Education in its latest version, and it also involves a number of other practical recommendations, including for remote education. In 2021, under the Ministry of the Education, we set up an expert council on digital education. We also launched a platform for digital learning, which is a way for regularly updating the contents of curricula. We also have a very rich database of video lessons. There is a website that includes all of the educational web portals of our country in a single place. We also have an electronic version of the Bilem news outlet aimed at children, and we have new subjects that are linked to digital technologies, including courses on STEM and RVR, artificial intelligence, blockchain, and big data. We have a platform for startup projects, which gives young people the opportunity to commercialize their projects and developments. We have a new training faculty linked to digital safety and information safety, and a lot of these courses are taught in English. Regarding violence in educational establishments, Turkmenistan is actively striving to address violence in various spheres, including in domestic and school settings. In the context of the educational system, we pay particular attention to fostering a culture of peace and prevention of violence and promoting nonviolent behavior. One of the key instruments for this is a study program on the rule of law for senior students, which also covers topics such as extremism, and it is aimed at promoting friendly relations, combating negative stereotypes, and promoting peaceful relations and fostering peaceful coexistence skills. Moreover, the programme emphasises the prevention of all forms of violence, including gender-based violence and bullying. And these are part of our broader strategy run by the state, aimed at building a safe and inclusive environment within schools and raising a new generation according to the values of peace and tolerance. At the state level, the school administrations in each individual school carries out a constant monitoring of the situation linked to gender-based violence and discrimination. On a daily basis, the school director has to address issues in order to tackle gender-based violence and stereotypes in a timely fashion. In particular, rights and duties of pupils are explained in the school environment so as to prevent discrimination from occurring there. As regards prevention and prophylactics in school, there are regular discussions and consultations involving representatives of civil society organizations and also parents associations and law enforcement bodies. These consultations are aimed at raising the legal awareness of pupils and fostering a greater understanding among them of how important it is to not allow violence. Discussing violence enables pupils to acknowledge the need for fair and respectful relations and attitudes towards each other, regardless of one's sex. And this is all part and parcel of our state's efforts to create a safe and equal and fair environment free from violence and discrimination. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative of General Prosecutor Office, please.
Madam Chair, distinguished committee members, welcome.